Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day because, among many other things, it is the second anniversary of the attack on the United States Capitol building on January 6, 2021. Does that have any connection with what is going on in that Capitol building right as we speak? Right now, the House is in adjournment. But they are getting back together tonight, and it is widely expected they will certify and will finally elect Kevin McCarthy as the new Speaker of the House. What does it all mean? Where do we go from here? What about the future of the House of Representatives and the future of the two parties in this great country? Nobody better to speak to on that than Matt Bye, who is an author, a journalist, and a screenwriter. He is also one of the nation's most authoritative voices on American politics, a contributing columnist for the Washington Post, and he writes the Bylines newsletter. He's also been chief political correspondent for the New York Times Magazine, a columnist for the Times, and the national political columnist for Yahoo News. Now, with all of that going on, his most recent piece is about McCarthy as the last of the three little pigs. We will get to what that means after we ask Matt what everybody else is asking. With the Congress in temporary adjournment after 13 different votes, is it 13 or 14? They have the 14th could be the climactic one, right? And that could come later tonight. Do I have that straight?
I think you do, but I keep asking people so I can get it straight. So we together, we might be keeping track. I think they're going for 14 tonight, and I think, as you said, I expect he can get a deal. He only needs to move a couple more votes, or, you know, it's a complicated math thing. He can get a bunch of people to vote. If he gets a few people to vote present, he can do it without moving votes. You know, I think the larger picture, which you and I always tend to talk about, is let's assume he gets there. I mean, 24 hours ago, I would have said I don't think he even gets there. I think it's, you know, a victory for him that he's been able to hang in this long without somebody stabbing him in the back in a bigger way. But you know, I just don't know I don't know that it's a job worth having. I don't know what he gets in the end. He's giving away so much in terms of power. He's going to be such a weak speaker of such a divided caucus in such a narrowly divided House. I don't know. What are his odds of holding the job for 2 years? I really don't put them very high.
What about the idea of closing down the government in a couple of months when they have a debt ceiling to rise and they have a coming increase in the national debt? Which apparently he's made a lot of concessions that will make it more difficult, if not impossible, to avoid some kind of massive government shutdown or even, God forbid, a default for the United States. Is that a danger worth worrying about?
It is. And you know, two quick points on that. I think the first, you know, you mentioned in your introduction, you know, what is the connection here? We're on the anniversary of January 6th. I would say, you know, so much of the party, McCarthy and the leadership included, sort of normalized the behavior that took place in the Capitol a year ago today. It doesn't mean they didn't, you know, see pro forma condemnations here and there, but so they were so milquetoast about it and so trying not to alienate their base and not to alienate Donald Trump that they have emboldened a wing of their party that is not only dangerous in terms of governance, but very much outside the mainstream of the American electorate. And that leads me to the second point, which is not only is it a governance issue, but if you're a Republican today, thinking about 2024 and what this means in terms of what Democrats will have the ability to campaign against, your hand is significantly weaker because you have such a strong, extremist, anti-government contingent that has now exacted very significant confession. Also, that Kevin McCarthy can have this job. By the way, there are plenty of people who could have this job, and it wouldn't have come at this cost, but he needed to have the job. And if you're Republican today, I think your party's in a much weaker position because of it.
Who could have been a candidate for Speaker who could have brought across the necessary votes without the kinds of concessions that McCarthy has been forced to make?
You know, that's been a big question a lot of us have been talking about, and I'm not sure any of us knows, but I thought by this time Steve Scalise would have probably emerged, you know, who was the whip, who will be the majority leader. I thought he probably would have emerged as a consensus candidate. They are more comfortable with him, that Freedom Caucus contingent, and he is, and the rest of the caucus is certainly comfortable with him. And he's a little bit of a folk hero for having gone through that horrific shooting several years ago. So, and he's a Southerner, and I thought Scalise might have checked in. At some point, I thought Scalise was going to either look in the mirror and say, well, why shouldn't it be me? Or Donald Trump was going to tweet and say, hey, let's just, you know, Steve Scalise would be a good acceptable candidate too, and that would start a stampede. But I thought that the party would probably move on from McCarthy, given that the next in line was more palatable. And I give him credit for holding it together over, you know, what we're looking at, 14 votes now. I think there was some political skill involved in doing that.
And what about the idea that President Trump, who had at one point hesitated about McCarthy, actually put forward a fairly enthusiastic endorsement of McCarthy, said that he might even be a great Speaker of the House, good luck with that, and the 20 holdouts, the loyalists who had said that they were all very loyal to President Trump and he was the duly elected president because they're all election deniers, they didn't follow the Trump recommendation. What does that say about Trump's future in terms of influencing this Congress?
Well, I feel like Trump's influence in terms of votes and endorsements has always been a little overstated. He's generally endorsing or urging in the direction that things are going anyway. And his candidates in the midterm election certainly had came with very mixed results. So I don't know that he or to be fair to him, anyone else has sort of this magic touch to be able to tell people what they should do. I still think he has a very strong relationship and ties with that wing of the party, even if they're not willing to back him here. And I think his endorsement of McCarthy, while I guess you could call it enthusiastic, I don't think he put a tremendous amount of prestige on the line for McCarthy. He seemed to be sort of paying back a bit of loyalty. I was surprised, though, to your point, that he stayed with that endorsement, because Trump's way generally is to bail when he sees things going the wrong way. And he certainly has no great affinity for McCarthy and no real loyalty to anyone. So I did expect, if you'd asked me 24 hours ago, I did expect that at some point he would come forward and hedge, seeing that it was trending in the wrong direction for him. And I'm going to guess that somebody with a direct line to him did a very good job of coaxing him and cajoling him and containing him so that he stayed on board long enough for them to keep this thing on the tracks.
Speaking with Matt Bai of the Washington Post, formerly of New York Times Magazine and more, when we come back, and Matt, I hope you can spend another few minutes with us,
sure.
I want to discuss the relationship of the three little pigs. Okay, I've got the identity of the other two little pigs that McCarthy is one of. And they were a group called the Young Guns some years ago. But who is the big bad wolf exactly that they have to hold out against? We will get to that with the big bad Matt Bai coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You're my favorite.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
That show, a real honor to have Matt Bai, who has written a provocative piece, as he usually does, in the Washington Post, indicating that McCarthy is the last of the three little pigs he'd best start packing. Okay, first of all, when you designate as the three little pigs, Eric Cantor, Paul Ryan, and Kevin McCarthy, Well, they were the three young guns. They were supposed to be the future leaders of the Republicans in Congress after John Boehner, right? What happened?
They weren't. The self-described young guns. It was their term. They wrote a book with that title. And when I call them pigs, I'm not saying they're piggish. I'm simply drawing an analogy to the fable, which is each of them built a house they thought was pretty sturdy politically. Each of them did not take the wolf at the door very seriously, which was a movement of conservatives. Well, I wouldn't call them conservatives. A movement of extreme right-wing forces, beginning with the Tea Party, that simply wanted to dismantle government and dismantle the establishment of the Republican Party. And each of them have seen the foundations of that house shaken or crumble. And Eric Cantor was shocked when he lost that primary, and so was most of the political world. I guess that was 20, I can't remember the year right now, but they all blur together to me, but it was a big, I think it was 2014. And then Paul Ryan, of course, served some time as Speaker, but was effectively hampered by the same extreme forces that McCarthy's now facing, who could threaten to remove him and limit his power, and he effectively just walked away from the whole project. And now you have McCarthy, who may or may not survive, looks like he will, but will be the weakest Speaker we've probably seen in our lifetime.
What happens when it comes time to raise the debt ceiling, which is an unpleasant thing, but, I mean, it's, what are the alternatives to raising the debt ceiling? And I know people would say, well, spending less. When you're talking about the need to build up our military, and really there seems to be a consensus, even including most Democrats, that we need to invest more in the military right now. We need to continue supporting Ukraine. There is a strong consensus about that in the House among most members. What happens when the time comes, at which will be sometime before July, so it's approaching, that if the House can't agree to raise the debt ceiling, what comes next?
Well, those are, it's a little bit two separate conversations. One conversation that you're alluding to is about, how do we bring down the cost of government? Can we actually spend radically less than we do without giving up things that are critically important? That's a conversation worth having, and a debate absolutely worth having. And I think probably there are ways, if you want to prioritize fiscal responsibility, that you can be a leaner, more effective government, or priorities that would be hard to give up, but we could certainly argue about. What we're describing when we talk about the debt ceiling is a much more critical, time-sensitive issue. We've not obviously crossed that threshold, so no one really knows what it looks like on the other side. But the government needs to borrow money to keep things going, to keep government functioning, to meet our commitments, and to provide necessary services and safety. And obviously every time we come up against this, people warn, with good reason, that declining to raise that debt ceiling would effectively shut off the spigot and create a lot of tumult and uncertainty here and around the world and in the markets. And there is a contingent of lawmakers who are willing to take that chance, who kind of, sort of want to blow the whole thing up and see where the pieces land. I think that's crazy. I'm not suggesting their motives are impure. I mean, I can see how sometimes it probably looks like, how could it be worse? Let's just blow it up and say, hey, it can't be that bad, right? We'll figure it out. But I don't think it's responsible. Legislating, I tend to trust the vast majority of people in both parties, experts who feel that we would enter into sort of cataclysmic territory there, and at the very least would have a lingering impact on the American economy.
But now, if Kevin McCarthy, as Speaker, goes along with any move toward raising the debt ceiling, doesn't this contingent of some 20 people who have been deeply opposed to him now go after him with a move to vacate the chair, to basically have a vote of no confidence in Speaker McCarthy? Isn't it likely that he will face something like that in his first year?
Very likely. I mean, and I, it may be the debt ceiling, it may be something else. If he intends to govern at all, he's going to face recall motions and controversies and problems because, you know, because these people are opposed to governance. I don't think I'm being, you know, there's no partisan. You know me. I'm not a party person. I wouldn't belong to any party, and I have views all over the spectrum. But this particular contingent of lawmakers simply wants to dismantle. They think government is a force for bad. They think it is badly administered. They think it does more harm than good. I think Bob Good of Virginia said essentially today, the less we do, the better. That's why I'm here, to make sure we don't do anything. So, you know, they are serving in government and antithetical to the idea of governance. And you cannot be a functioning speaker and not run headlong into that, because it is the business of governance. And for McCarthy to want this job enough, I think my colleague Ruth Marcus wrote this really well at the Post, but for McCarthy to want that job enough to effectively give up control to that contingent is effectively signing his own political death warrant. I don't know. He'd have to be we may sit here in 2 years and say, wow, was he a gifted politician to navigate that and bring his party through it. But there is no agenda that I know of that the Republican Party brings to this Congress. This is now effectively going to be a fight inside the caucus between whether you govern or whether you don't.
And speaking of which,
it's bad for the party.
Speaking of which, very quickly, we only have two announced candidates for president right now. John Bolton just announced in Britain, but as a candidate for U.S. president against President Trump. And we have Donald J. Trump. Does this entire fight, which reaches its culmination tonight, does it help or hinder Trump's chances for 2024?
I think it hurts his chances. I think it's going to set up a very strong battle lines in the Republican Party, and you're going to see a lot of people step forward and try to take the party in a different direction, and I don't think it's helpful to him at all.
And we will see how that turns out. And, of course, it part of it depends upon if Trump stands alongside of Speaker McCarthy when he finally wins this, where people may at least admire his toughness. Well, we will see. Matt Bye, his piece on the Three Little Pigs, provocative, if nothing else. We will be right back on the Medved Show with two very dubious movies coming up.
Michael, you know what? You make a lot of sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy picking up a few more votes as we head beyond the 13th vote to try to secure a Speaker of the House. The House is adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Before voting kicked off today, the Californian said he had made progress in negotiations with defectors. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin's breathing tube was removed overnight. Physicians from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin continues to progress remarkably. Hamlin addressed impressed his Bills teammates through FaceTime this morning. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott.
He's just got some staple things that they know him for and that he does. He made the heart symbol probably more than anything.
Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a routine tackle during the first quarter of Monday Night Football earlier this week. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing, $940 million. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, there's a continued agitation in the state of Arizona, despite the fact that the new governor, Katie Hobbs, was inaugurated without incident. It went smoothly. There were no riots. There were no insurrections. She won the election by 17,000 votes, and she was inaugurated. And yes, she's a Democrat. And yes, I would have much preferred a continued Republican leadership like that provided by the recently retired or moved on from the governorship, Doug Ducey. I believe he was term limited. But in any event, there is a Golden Turkey Award that it is due to hand out. Listen.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And this Golden Turkey Award goes to Carrie Lake. There's a commentary by E.J. Montini in the Arizona Republic. He writes, it's official. Carrie Lake is declared the duly elected governor of Neverland. Dorothy returned home to Kansas from Oz. Alice woke up and left Wonderland. Not Lake, who continues to reside in a fanciful fantasia of her own creation. The Republican candidate for governor played a game of make-believe when she crowned herself the duly elected governor. That's what she said. During a call-in to the streaming channel Real America's Voice this week. Lake, who lost the 2022 gubernatorial election to Democrat Katie Hobbs and subsequently lost a collection of election lawsuits, claimed that the election was rigged in broad daylight before she gave herself the phony title. And I would just say that I want to very properly declare myself Emperor of the Moon, because my ability to be Emperor of the Moon is just about as valid as Carrie Lake's to be the duly elected governor of Neverland. And this is what is so difficult about the election denialism, is you have a series of courts, you have a series of election inspectors, you have a series of Republican officials, some of whom actually received a civilian medal from President Biden today, like Rusty Bowers from Arizona, who was a former Speaker of the Arizona House, who resisted some of the fantasies about the stolen election. It is one of the least attractive characteristics of a politician to be unable to acknowledge defeat. And again, I think of two people who I think deserve respect for the way that they handled defeat. In particular, Senator McCain, when he lost to Barack Obama, and no, it wasn't particularly close, though McCain got just about the same percentage that Trump did of the popular vote, when Trump actually won that election in 2016. Anyway, the idea of graciously conceding is appropriate for any politician, whether it's a politician you admire or a politician you despise. Richard Nixon had a very close election. I mean, much closer than any aspect of the election, either popular votes or electoral votes, much closer than what Trump had in 2020. But Nixon understood for the good of the country that he acknowledged his defeat graciously to John Kennedy, and then came back and won again in 1968, some 8 years later. And the idea that Carrie Lake is helping herself or helping her political future by going around describing herself as the duly elected governor, I'm sorry, this is a nonpartisan thing. That's pathetic. Imagine how you would respond to a Democrat if John Kerry had reacted like that to his very close election campaign against George W. Bush, which he lost. And no, he didn't go for the insanity about the voting machines in Ohio. Remember all of that? It's one of those things that really, really, really needs clarity in our electoral politics, that basically we have a system that's worked pretty well and continues to work well. And I do think that Carrie Lake is really the only major candidate from 2022, the only one who did not take her defeat graciously and maturely. Meanwhile, there are people who still want to exploit the racial aspects, which they discover somehow in this fight for the control of the Republican Party. How? Well, this is Joy Reid accusing Republicans of manipulating and using black candidates as props. This is clip six.
Never mind that Donald supports voter suppression efforts, which disproportionately hurt black Americans. But since when do details matter? Any black guy will do, especially one who's very nice, big in stature, and goes along with the program. The second thing Republicans tend to do is to play the match game, matching impressive black Democratic candidates with black conservatives, sort of a they've got one, so we've got one gambit.
Okay, this is outrageous. Byron Donalds is a successful member of Congress. He was just reelected. He finished his first term. And when she says the Republicans are using black candidates as props, Byron Donalds, who, by the way, had the good judgment to go ahead and cast his votes most recently for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, the idea that because he is a Republican, the claim being that he is only put forward because he happens to be black, is, it seems to me, absurd and insulting and, frankly, racist. The idea that somehow this fight, which has continued and continued and continued, is going to go on and be remembered in the history books together with January 6th, 2021, 2 years ago. Look, the one thing about this Kevin McCarthy fight and the choice for Speaker is that it will have an end. And one can only hope that the people on the losing side of this argument, the dead-enders, the hardliners, the Matt Gaetzes and Lauren Boberts of this world who seem to reconcile themselves to actually losing a fight where the majority rule perspective shows they are outnumbered 10 to 1 within their own party. It seems that putting that in context is extraordinarily necessary for the health of the Republican Party and the Congress of the United States. Coming back, two movies with two rising young female stars about troubled women and their romantic lives in 2023 America. We will be right back.
Michael, you rock.
Michael Medved.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. It is the first weekend, full weekend, the first full Shabbat Sabbath of the new year, the new calendar year, 2023. And there may even be some relief of tension if, as widely expected, the House gets itself together and they actually select a speaker on tonight when they are back in session. And meanwhile, people may want to enjoy some of the winter weather, if enjoy is the right word, by going to the theaters. New movies out there? Fanfare, please. And there is a big new movie that is now released in theaters across the country. We had reviewed it earlier because it had been playing in limited release, and it's a film starring Tom Hanks. Now, there's a little bit of inside Hollywood that goes on, is that whenever Tom Hanks is featured in any film, he's always a candidate for an Oscar nomination. He's won two different Oscars. He is a reliably remarkable actor. So what about his new film, A Man Called Otto? It's getting some heavy advertisement and some heavy promotion. And just a word here is generally with Tom Hanks, you expect a film that is deeply moving and inspiring, and that has characters to whom you can feel powerfully drawn, because he is that kind of guy. And by the way, he is a remarkable example of someone in Hollywood who's enjoyed great success and is committed to doing great work. I will never forget one of the best TV series, a limited series, that was produced by Tom Hanks about John Adams, starring Paul Giamatti and Laura Linney. If you remember, it was fantastic. It is living history just as it should be done, and Tom Hanks did that. A Man Called Otto has no connection with that at all, other than that Tom Hanks stars in this film. It's based on a Scandinavian novel, and apparently the novel is greatly respected, but it's about a character who is deeply suicidal, and you don't find out until the end of the film exactly why he is so bitter and so self-hating and so negative. And rather than filling you with warmth, the film is basically about this character living in a planned community and trying to get to know. He doesn't want to get to know them at all, but his new neighbors with their adorable children come in and basically force his attention. And the film is a huge disappointment for anyone who admires the work of Tom Hanks. We give it a rating of only 2.5 stars, which I think, if anything, could be generous. It is a film that I think most people will be deeply disappointed to see. Now, very different is a movie that is brand new called Alice Darling. And this is a film that it stars Anna Kendrick, who is greatly praised and highly popular for her involvement in the Pitch Perfect series, and she's often a very successful romantic star. In this film, the entire film is basically about her troubled relationship with her domineering boyfriend. She rebels against him by going secretly to enjoy some days off with her two best friends from high school. And the boyfriend, who is a very unpleasant sort, doesn't like it at all. Listen.
We are so glad that you came.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
We just really want you to relax.
Relax in what way?
What am I going to do without you?
I'm a beautiful girl.
Is everything okay?
What's going on?
So I think I'm going to have to leave early.
When did he become more important to you than us?
I lied to him. He has every right to be angry.
Why? About what?
About being here.
I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I'm sure Alice will explain it all later.
Okay, that's the voice of the domineering artist British boyfriend. The film is billed as a thriller, but it's not. It's not about that at all. It's basically about Alice being self-destructive and learning that friendship is more important than romance. The locations are handsome and evocative, but nothing works in this film. Her character is enormously self-destructive and, in fact, self-abusive. And the movie abuses its audience with much ado about nothing. 1.5 stars. It is rated R, Alice, for brief sex scenes, including one that is supposed to be symbolic of something, but involving fully clothed sex, if you can imagine that, of a particularly unwholesome nature. 1.5 stars for Alice Darling. The next film stars another rising star, not Anna Kendrick, but Aubrey Plaza, who is known primarily from Parks and Recreation, and she has worked as a comedian, and she can be very funny. This is a deadly serious film, and it is about an aspiring artist who is struggling under a tremendous burden of student debt. Apparently, she hasn't been liberated by Joe Biden yet. And she is lured into a scheme get money through fake credit cards and fraudulent credit card action. Listen.
I need a real job just to, like, pay my loans.
Let me hook you up.
But you have to do something anyway. You won't be in danger, but you will be breaking the law.
What do I have to do? You make that much selling TVs.
Sometimes TVs, sometimes other things.
You just show me how to do it.
None of this is safe. But if you listen to exactly what they say, you'll be fine.
You know what my mistake really was? I didn't go far enough.
Okay, the movie goes very far in leading her into dangerous behavior, and it is rated R for some very realistic and chilling and well-executed violence. It's a very dark film, which title Emily the Criminal makes it sound like, oh, it's a lighthearted comedy with Aubrey Plaza. This is a film about basically a downward slide. The characters are believable. The associates that she gets into with the credit card fraud are chilling and extraordinarily well acted. This is a breakthrough film, I would say, for Aubrey Plaza, who is a competent actress, but I don't think she's ever had a role with this much depth and complexity. Again, rated R for sex scenes, fairly graphic, and scenes of extremely chilling and edge-of-your-seat violence. 2.5 stars for Emily the Criminal. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, we will talk about the final resolution of the melodrama, and melodrama is what it is, about choosing the next House Speaker, either the final act, or if it's not the final act, what happens if there is no House Speaker? What are the things that cannot get done exactly without a Speaker of the House in the Speaker's chair? It would be an empty chair, I guess, in the next State of the Union address, where the next Speaker of the House, who should be a Republican, because Republicans won the election, applauds politely while Biden delivers that address. Speaking of the next State of the Union address, reports say that Russia has blasted a UFO out of the skies. What actually was it? And does it have anything to do with Ukraine? And there is literally just a few days after the anniversary of January 6th, a convicted Capitol rioter who was announcing his campaign for Congress. Plus, a Portland Korean church was burned in downtown Portland. Well, that's Portland Church. The 27-year-old suspect says she did it because of imaginary voices. What did they say to her? What did they say to us? That and more Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.